put all that effort for nothing. You need to be able to process it, to work with it. So how do we embody the creative energy? The first principle of embodying a higher state is you give it creativity, because creativity brings flow. Creativity is any kind of creative action. It could be through sound. You know, you bring it through and you bring it into sound, because what does sound do? It vibrates everything, yeah? And it brings it through it in vibration. You can bring it through art. You can paint it. You can sculpt it. You can write it. You can speak it. You can dance it. You know, you can draw it. There are so many ways to just give it expression into the world around you. You can make things with it. You know, these are all, this is, you know, the whole thing, you know, medicine tools. You know, all of these are medicine tools, because they've been brought with high intention and made and weaved and tied into things, and it holds a vibration because of it, yeah? So creative action is one of it. Really, the principle to it is actually action, because the limitation is no action. You need to give it some action. You need to take it from thought, from what you've collected, from light, and you've got to turn it into matter in some way, or process it through your matter so it comes through you and you can digest it in some way. You have to be able to process it. So to bring actions to the new insights that you get. So if you're in that space and you get, boom, that light bulb idea, and you go, oh yeah, wow, I see that now. I didn't see that before. The thing is, you've got to act on it. You know, make it real. Make a real step with it. The other thing is that often when the light comes in, and this is like, you know, I often say this with platinum. I'm going, yeah, platinum's a kicker, because light comes in and it has a really good way of low going out, but it can feel like detox. Because sometimes when you are in places of high light, when you bring it into your body, anything that is not resonant with that light gets disturbed, and it does bring up sensations, sometimes physical sensations like headaches and pains, because stuff is getting released. It's just like doing a detox. It can bring up emotional release, it can bring up mental stuff, so stuff can bubble up. And the thing is, when it gets to that point, it's not to go in, if you can, and you know, sometimes we can't. The best advice is, can you allow, so watch it, and release it without attachment. So to perceive it, to recognize it, to go, thank you for showing me, and to have this sense of letting it work out, or else bring an action to work it out. If you need to, go and whack the squash ball, you know, with it, or dance it, or stomp it, or walk it, or sing it, or move it, you know, in whatever way, or write it. You know, all of these ways are ways where we can get things moving out. Where often we can get caught is where we use it to kickstart another story. Or we go back into, this always happens to me, or this is always there for me, or I always have this, or it's, you know, we clutch, because it's a familiar friend often, and we end up, we own it again, and we bring it back in. And our focus goes onto that instead of the focus onto the higher light that we brought in. And it shifts our attention, and often we end up amplifying that. It's possible. And it's okay. And often we'll go through that a number of times. All it does is it kicks us back into an earlier stage of alchemy, and then that light becomes a calcination event. And then you go back through dissolution, and then you go back through, and you go back through the cycle again.
Expert at that, I
That's
think.
Right. But if you can, the aim in all of this is that when the stuff comes up, can you allow it passage? So don't try and repress it. Experience it, feel it. Yes, it's there, it's okay. But to experience it without attachment. Don't bring a new story to it to bring it back in. Let it go, because that's what it's trying to do. You've just flushed it out. You're watching it as it passes out of the physical, through the emotional, through the mental and the etheric bodies, because it's how it moves. And so, you know, you get the pain in the body, you get the emotion, you get the thoughts. And it's like, if at each of those levels you can just, you know, let go, eventually it'll work its way out. Yeah.
It's funny with clients sometimes, you know, they've done the process and let it go. And sometimes I haven't heard the story for whatever reason. And then they say, like, do you want to hear the story? I said, no, unless it's necessary. They said, I can't remember most of the story. So it's quite liberating when they start to discharge and let down, let go.
Yes. Forgetting is a grace. True.
And with kinesiology, often that is what happens, is when they really do a good process and release it, you just have no idea it was even ever there.
Yeah.
And my friend would ask me, you went to the kid and sorted that stuff with your mum's issues? I went, I have no idea what I did. Yeah, it's really good.
Yeah, because you don't want to put it back in. But...
Yeah.
But
what a wonderful tool, even the fact that all the problems you had in your whole life, they were not little, there might have been little filters, but there might have been bricks, but they're all your learning experiences. And this tool, even that you show it to other, tell other people about it, the tool of this is what's actually going on, have you the courage this time, the courage to actually deal with it, as opposed to dwelling a story and, oh, here we go again, or the courage to actually do something about it this time and get rid of all that. But the real skill is helping people without attachment.